Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about Philippians 4:8. Let's start the week with that verse today. Got to keep your eyes on the Word of God. Now, so is it true? Okay. If something questionable, you ask, is it true according to the Word of God? Is it honest? Or does it use deception? I've seen so many preachers use deception in ministry. And, you know, I remember one preacher saying, they really did me wrong at that former church. I mean, that they just did me so wrong. Now, I had one, I couldn't figure out what it was that was done wrong to them. So I finally said, what was it? Well, the last 6 months we were there, the pastor's wife never one time came up to my wife and just said how much she was going to miss her. I said, I saw her giving her a hug when y'all were getting ready to leave and said something to her about it. Oh, yeah, well, she's fine the day we left. But up till then, she wasn't saying that. I'm laughing in myself, inside myself. I'm thinking, you're going to pastor a church? And that's maturity? You see, that just wasn't honest. Whatsoever things are just, if it goes along with the Word of God, it's just. Whatsoever things are pure, it's not of the flesh. You see, when people say, can't we have contemporary music in church? No, it's not pure. The sound is not pure. Can't we dress in a certain way to church? No, it's not pure. What sort of things are lovely? Now, not lovely by the flesh standard, but lovely by the standard of Jesus Christ. You say, well, what is that standard? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, proving what is that good, holy, acceptable will of God. You see, those are the things that are lovely in God's sight. What sort of things be of good report? That is on God's ledger, not on man's ledger. Then he says, if there is any virtue, measure it by the word of God. If there be any praise, it brings glory to God. He says, then think on those things, meditate on them. Because it'll line up the word of God, and it'll help you to get to know the person of God all the more. You see, you need to begin to think and meditate in his word. If God forgave it, don't bring it up again. Just bring up verse 8 as a test, whatever it is, and you'll see that that past thing, God forgave it. Don't worry about it. You did what you're supposed to do, then don't worry about it at all. Now, Satan, he does not really care about you, but he'll make you think he does. You see, his work does not meet lovely, that is, the loveliness of Christ in our heart. Now, sometimes people fail because they don't make things right that they need to make right with other people. Maybe there's a past even before their salvation. They drank, did drugs with them, maybe stole with them. Maybe there was immoral sexual contact with one another. And things need to be made right with that person. Maybe you didn't go back to that one and just said, you know what? I want you to know something. When we were doing drugs, when we were having sex, when we were doing whatever, I was so wrong. That was so filthy. I'm ashamed of it. It's just totally repulsive to me now. But the good thing is God cleansed me of that, and I no longer have to have the guilt of it. God cleansed me by His blood, and He made me a new creature in Him. And I'm coming to you because I want you to know that you can be forgiven too. I can't forgive you, but God can. You can't forgive me, but God did. I just want to know, if you just won't mind, we did drugs, we drank together, we had the sexual, whatever. We stole, whatever. He says, we did that together. Now, please let me just tell you what Christ did for me and share with them the plan of salvation. Do you remember the woman at the well? Jesus said, you've had five husbands, and the man that you're living with is not your husband. Did I get it right? Oh, yes, you got it right. And she said, I kind of perceive that you're a prophet. Well, Jesus saves her soul. And she goes right straight back into the town. The Bible tells us she told all the men, come here, man, that told me all that I ever did. You see, a lot of her sin was with those men. Now she is concerned about their soul. She wanted to enjoy sin with them for a season that brought great regret. Now she wants to bring them to the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. I have my doubts about people that want cleansed from the, you might say, the guilty conscience. But they don't want to make things right. And they don't want to make things right with others. Now, you go back to that person. You'd say, you know what, I was wrong. Or you withhold it from them because you feel it's bad enough. Maybe Satan will say this, something like this. Well, you know what, God knows, and that's all that's necessary. I remember in a former church that a lady cheated on her husband, and as I got into the counseling end of it, I found out that she had cheated with several men, and the man that she was cheating with at that time had cheated on his wife, was still married, as a matter of fact, and he was with at least two different women at the same time while he was dating her. So it was one of those things that she had done behind her husband's back, and she came and confessed to her husband, but as I found out, it was because the husband was going to find out because one of the wives of one of the others was going to tell. Well, she told all that she thought was what her husband would need to know. Well, there are certain things she kept from him. Later, that husband found out from others those other details that she left out. And as I talked to the husband, he says, you know, I forgave her. I really did, and I love her. I forgave her, and I love her. But here's the problem. I simply don't trust her. And he had found out some other things that I can understand that as to why. But you see, they said, Satan tells them, well, I don't want to hurt them anymore. You don't want to hurt your spouse. You don't want to hurt your friend anymore. Only tell them in part. But the consequences that when they found out the rest of the truth, it destroyed the trust that they could have for that person. As a result, Satan keeps them from peace and rest or joy. Now, don't forget, Jesus said if someone has aught against you, I mean, it's legitimate that you've done. You did the wrong. You go back. You make it right. Now, the Lord will not give you a command for which He will not give you the strength to obey at the moment you obey. Now, don't expect the strength first. The moment you obey, then He supplies the strength. Ask Him to work in the heart of the other person you have to go to. It might be a spouse. It might be someone with whom you were in sin. But you'll need to go back to them. You'll need to make that thing right. You say, Pastor, I don't know if I agree with that. Well, sin is still sin in God's sight. And sin is sin whether we recognize it as sin or not. Now, let me just give you a different illustration. That was kind of deep, some of the things I said here. So let me just simplify it just a little bit more. Here's two young men. We'll just say they're 19 years old. And one grew up in a fundamental Bible-believing home, saved, with standards. The other boy is a European boy. He's unsaved. Let's just say the other boy grew up in Germany. Maybe they're in the military. Maybe they're at college. They're both away from home, and they go out, and they drink together. Now, at the moment, boy, it just seems like they're having fun. The boy in the fundamental home is laughing, and so is the other guy. And they don't even get drunk. They just have a few drinks. And the German boy, he grew up in a home where you may have drank with each of your meals. You might have drank at supper time, a glass of wine, glass of beer, something of that nature. But later, the boy that grew up in the Christian home is convicted. He's lost his testimony to an unsaved person. And although he may have never even had a good testimony, he may have never been a good Christian, he grew up in a home that taught against these things. And so he's just really feeling guilty. The other young man doesn't feel any guilt whatever. He grew up that way. That was just a part of life. So doing the same thing, he did not feel any wrongness of it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.